Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration, with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader. Inspiration Nation shares inspiration from the world of words and is the place where connection comes from life experience and personal stories. Inspiration Nation Radio is proud to bring you authors, writers, speakers, and leaders from different walks of life to empower and inspire you to live from your best self. Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration. And now, welcome to the show with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader.
Well, welcome, welcome, everyone, to another edition of Inspiration Nation. I am your host, Teresa Morrow, and I'm so happy that you are all here with us today. Today I have with me a fellow writer and author, Mary J. Cronin, author of A Caregiver Connection. Welcome, Mary Jane. How are you?
I am great. Thank you very much.
You enjoying the sunny weather we're lucky enough to have here in Florida?
I am enjoying it. I enjoy walking through the park or sitting by the water and not having to wear a coat.
There you go. Well, today we are going to be talking a little bit about your book, A Caregiver Connection. Would you like to share with the listeners what inspired the book to come about for you?
I had been working as a hospice bereavement counselor for a number of years, and I saw that the family members were not taking care of themselves as much as they should. You know, their focus was on their loved one who was ill, and understandably so. But I wanted to let them know that they needed to take care of themselves too.
So true. Absolutely so true. I heard somewhere, and I don't know if this is a quote, I don't know who it's by, but that we will all be caregivers or need a caregiver or know of somebody who is a caregiver at some point in our life. That is so true, isn't it?
It is true. I was very surprised. I will speak to a room full of people who are not caregivers per se, but when having the conversation, at least half of them will raise their hand and say they have been taking care of a parent or taking care of an ill spouse.
It's amazing we don't realize that, you know, that we have been that. Even as a parent for a child, naturally being a parent is, you know, caregiving. But more so we're talking about caregiving for someone who is ill, like you say, like a parent or a spouse or a you know, terminally ill, maybe a child or young person, so.
And that's true. Oftentimes it results from an illness where the person is no longer able to care for themselves. Sometimes a lot of generations and different cultures simply put everyone in the same house. You're caring for grandma and you're caring for your parents and you're caring for your children, and it's the way of life. But you never know, you need to take care of yourself.
Boy, that's a huge point, huge point that I'm glad you brought up, because when we are caregiving for someone else, we don't think as much about ourselves, and we think we're being selfless, but by not taking care of ourselves, I believe that we are not able to take care of the other person that we love as much as we could be, because we're not taking time for ourselves. And I think that in our society, unfortunately, there's a little bit of a stigma to that. Would you agree with that?
I would. And, you know, the funniest thing came to mind when I was on an airplane and I was listening to the stewardess telling us that when, if in case we needed to use the oxygen, that it was important that we put the oxygen on ourselves first before we help someone else. And I think that is so true with caregiving. We need to use that oxygen first to make ourselves healthy. And I know that the people we care for would want us to do that. It's not a selfish act. It's a giving act.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that when we think about it that way, too, we are better able to care for them because we are full of the best person that we can be, you know, healthy-wise and, you know, mind, body, spirit all the way through. What would you say for your book, A Caregiver Connection? What would you say are three takeaways that the reader of your book, what would you want them to take away from reading it?
You know, the first thing is that sometimes we find that we become caregivers not by choice. And so to really look at the reason that you want to be a caregiver and the outcome of what you're trying to reach for. The second thing I think is so important is that you ask for help. Sometimes, you know, we think that if we ask for help, that we are sharing with the world that we can't do something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unless you have that cape hidden in the closet, you are not a super person. You have to reach out and ask people. And what I have found out is that people are flattered that you care enough to ask them to help you. So I think that's an important thing to take away. The other one that I really focus on is writing. Writing has always been something that I have used to help sort out all the little scattered things that are running around in my head. Keeping a journal about your caregiving and about the person you're caring for helps you put things in perspective and sometimes helps you resolve some issues that you maybe didn't know you had.
Wow, those are really great points, and all of them, I can attest to just in my own caregiving journey, especially the second one, asking for help. That was a huge one for me because, like you said, we feel that we should be able to take it all on. We should be able to handle it all, right? And if we just ask for help, and you brought up a beautiful point of most people are waiting to be able to help you. There's things that they cannot help you with. But if they could bring you over a dinner, you know, a dish for dinner, or if they can sit with your loved one for an hour or two while you go to the store or take a nap or take a yoga class or you know, do some self-care for yourself. They are looking for ways that they can be of service and help to you during that time. Allow them to do that for you. I think that's a beautiful point that you brought up.
You know, thank you. I think that there's a lot of community services out there that people are not aware of as well. Mm-hmm. We had volunteers at hospice that would come and sit with the patients. So one wife could go and get her hair done. Now, at first, yes, that seemed so frivolous to me because, you know, I wash my hair and dry it in the fans. You know, I don't sit at the hairdressers. But for her, that was something she had done all of her life. And when her husband took ill, she was missing that.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to go and get her hair done was so important to her. And she was so appreciative of that volunteer.
Yep. It's amazing. It really is. It's a beautiful thing when you are able to allow yourself and give yourself permission to take care of yourself and ask for help so you can take care of yourself. In those situations, it really does make a world of difference, and it is not a selfish act. Another thing you brought up, which I love too, was the writing piece of it. You know, writing as a fellow writer, I think it is a great way because there is so much usually going on during that time. You are normally faced with stuff you've never been faced with before. And even if you have, it's probably a totally different situation. And I do think that even, like you said, just writing a journal, just getting out the things that are in your head and the things that the emotions and the feelings and the thoughts that are going on, getting them out on paper or on a computer or however you want to do it really does help.
Well, that's also one of the reasons that I had opened my office. I have a counseling office here in Largo called Cronin Counseling and Coaching. And it started because I was doing workshops about writing and having people write letters to their spouses or the person they were caring with and telling them on paper what they needed. Because so often it's hard to tell them.
Yeah.
And by writing it, it gives you permission. It puts it out there, and then you're able to have that discussion. And so I've found that writing is a very useful tool.
Absolutely. And speaking of your new venture with your counseling center, again, tell the listeners, where is that located and what kind of services do you provide to the community?
It's offered at the Plaza Center, which is 1301 Seminole Boulevard in Largo, and I'm in Suite 138. And I provide confidential individual counseling. I also provide community workshops, and I do presentations in the community at places like assisted living facilities and even some of the mobile home parks to help them, because a lot of times they're dealing with something called anticipatory grief. They have that loved one who's ill, but they don't know what to do with those emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And being able to find those places like your center to go to be able to talk about things that are going on and work through those things is really important. Do you have some stuff, Mary Jane, that's coming up that you're offering in the next little bit here that people that you want to share with people?
I'm speaking at a motivational breakfast, which is down at Westminster Shores in St. Petersburg. It's a lovely facility, and it's just, I want to share with the world the positives, the emotions that are surrounding us these days. We need to find the positives and start each day on a good note. I am speaking about dealing with difficult people at Westchester Gardens on the 30th at noon, and it's a lunch and learn. It's open to the public, but so many times we have people in our lives who we have to hold our tongues or maybe hold our actions because they just get on our last nerve. And the workshop is designed to help you maybe even just look at why they're behaving the way they do. Sometimes understanding why they're doing it makes it a little bit easier to tolerate it. But the workshop also teaches you how to deal with people that maybe are a little less likely to be your best friend in the future.
That's a good one. And where can people connect with you, whether online? I mean, you had said your center, which is on Seminole Boulevard, but where can people find out more about you and your books? Because A Caregiver Connection is not your only book. You've written a few books. And
I have,
share with them where.
Okay, I have three books. The first one is November Morning that was written about the loss of my son and how I came through the grief journey. The second one is Writing Through Your Grief, and that's the one that I use in my counseling and my workshops initially. And you can read about all of these on at www.croninCounseling. It's C-R-O-N-I-N Counseling, and there you can learn all about me.
Awesome. And you're also on Facebook. And
I am on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I've tweeted my first tweet. I've learned about Twitter. So I'm getting out there to let people know about me and how they can reach me and how they can better themselves, because that's what my goal is, for self-care and emotional wellness. That's what I focus on.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being Inspiration Nation. You have truly been an inspiration about caregiving. I think it is a big topic that needs to be out there and self-care more. So thank you, Mary Jane, for being here, and thank you all for listening. And remember,
and you,
be the inspiration that you want to see in the world. Thanks, Mary Jane.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.